Ya no importa quién mierda es Abril. No. Si ya no estás aquí, ya no importa quién mierda es Abril. No.
Marcel from the Morning People, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much,
today.
Larry. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being with us. And thank you to all of our many guests today. Thirteen-year-old singer, songwriter Poppy Seif, Emma, Grace, Dylan, and Julia. Scholastic Writing Award honorees. Dan Kamen, he'll tonight be at the Harris Theater 7:30 for Charlie Chaplin's The Kid. Renice and Teray of Soil Sisters Plant Nursery. Ayana Jones, the Austria Spring Equinox Egg Hunt at Sankofa Village Community Garden and Farms is already underway and continues until 3 o'clock. Marianne Lian of OCA Pittsburgh, the historic Chinatown dedication celebration starts in about an hour downtown 3rd Avenue. And Nicole Molinaro from Women's Shelter and Center of Greater Pittsburgh. And Samuel Black of McKeesport Heritage Center representing them. And a presentation on the Negro Leagues in the Mon Valley. Samuel's with the Senator John Hines History Center. And thanks to you for being along with us.
This lovely Easter morning, and my heart beat fast as I came through the door. Easter bonnet with all the frills upon it, you'll be the grandest lady in the Easter parade. I'll be all in clover, and when they look you over, I'll be the proudest fellow in the Easter parade on the avenue. Fifth Avenue, the photographers will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the rotogravure. Oh, I could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet and of...
Everybody now, get ready to sing on the avenue, and you can substitute your favorite avenue. Clifton Webb, the artist.
Will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the rotogravure. Oh, I could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet and of...
Everybody now, get ready to sing on the avenue, and you can substitute your favorite avenue.
On the avenue,
Clifton Webb, the artist. Find the matzah in the Easter parade. You can sing however you'd like. We'll look for you next week right here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Larry Berger gets your weekend off to a good start, and then I come in and squash that sucker flat. You're tuned to the new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio at McKeesport, and Freeform Radio, owned and operated by the students of Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. It is 12 o'clock.
Man was going to Jerusalem. Two strangers along the way. They were talking all about the crucifixion. He stopped them and here's what he said. Asked them, were you there? Were you there when they crucified the Lord?
Were you there?
He asked them, were you there when they crucified the Lord?
Easter weekend with Jay Thurber. Well, good afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your Deacon of Doo-Wop, your Selma Swing, your come loudly grudge, the Chet Gets to Groove Workology, Jay Thurber, 12:03. Much more music time. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of hippity hop in your bunny trail. It's this super solid Saturday afternoon in the Steel City. The request line open, 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Chance of rain showers this afternoon. Cloudy skies with a high of 56. Chance of showers overnight. Cloudy low 32. Mostly sunny tomorrow. And a high of 48 right now outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. Light rain of 54 degrees.
Action Radio.
Stay out all night long. She made me cry. She done me wrong. She hurt my eyes open. That's no lie. Tables turning now. Her tongue. sorrow's turning now her turn to cry. Because I used to love her, but it's all over now. Because I used to love her, but it's all over now.
Shirley Womack from 1968. Those are the Rolling Stones on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, rocking and rolling and barely controlling, putting a glide in your stride with the sound of Bruce Channel. Hey, baby, on Radio 9.
Swims the English Channel later on The Jay Thurber Show.
On the ABC Radio Network.
a man to do. Oh, baby, I'll sacrifice for you. I'll even do wrong for you. Oh, baby.
Try my best to get you hooked. Hey, baby.
Take me, I'm yours.
And every step I make brings me closer, baby, closer to you.
And with each beat of my heart, for every day we apart, I'll hunger for every wasted hour.
And I-
Temptations on Radio 9. This is Sam and Dave, 12:13. Much more music time.
Sadness. radio with you, so your ears can see.
Race that fatal day when the Ford and the Mercury went out to play. Well, this is the inside story, and I'm here to say it was a kid that was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up, but that Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 12 cylinders, uses them all with an overdrive that just won't stall. It's got a four-barrel carb and dual exhaust, 411 gears, so can really get lost. It's got safety tubes, and I'm not scared. The brakes are good and the tires are fair. We left San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars were shining bright. Everything went fine up the Grapevine Hill. We was passing cars like they were standing still. And all of a sudden, like a flick of an eye, a Cadillac sedan had passed us by. A remark was made, there's a car for me, but by then the taillights were all you could see. Well, the fellas ripped me for being behind, so I started to make that Lincoln unwind. I took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it down into overdrive. Well, I wound it up to 110, twist the speedometer cable off the end. I had my foot feet clear to the floor, said that's all there is, and there ain't no more. Went around a corner and I passed a truck, I whispered a prayer, just for luck. The fenders clicking, the guardrail post, the guys beside me were white as gold. I guess they thought I'd lost my sense. The telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots. The lines in the road just looked like dots. Smoke was rolling out in the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. I knew I could catch him and hoped I could pass, but when I did, I'd be short on gas. Tires on the side, you can feel the tension. Man, what a ride. I said, hold on, I got a license to fly, and a Cadillac pulled over. Let me go by. And all of a sudden, a rod started knocking, went down in a dip, and started rocking. I look at my mirror, and the red light was blinking. Cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. Well, they arrested me and put me in jail. I called my pop to go my bail. He said, son, you're going to drive me to drink, and you don't quit driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Charlie Ryan from 1960 with the hot rod Lincoln. On Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, we'll have weather coming up next and also some new music coming your way. First, here's Marcy Blaine.
When people ask of me, what would you like to be? Now that you're not a kid anymore.
You're not a kid anymore.
I know just what to say. I answer right away. There's just one thing I've been wishing for.
Thank you.
Marcy Blaine, Bobby's Girl here on Radio 9 at 1221. Much more music time. New music from Magdalena Bay coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. COVID-19 numbers are starting to go up again in Allegheny County, even though we all feel like we're done with COVID-19. It looks like COVID-19 is not done with us. There are new variants coming out all the time, and the numbers are starting to go up again. Luckily, you can get vaccinated, and you are probably eligible by now, if you've already been vaccinated, for a booster dose. In fact, I know a couple of people who are over 50 who've already gotten their second booster doses against COVID-19. How do you do this? Well, that's a good question. You go to achd.net. Click on the COVID-19 link. It'll give you a summary of COVID-19, the rates and demographics of people who are actually getting it, information on where you can get tested if you did not get the free at-home test, where you can get tested and where you can get vaccinated and boosted. It'll also even tell you how the COVID-19 vaccine works. We are making great strides in the battle against COVID-19, but it remains among us as more people get vaccinated. The Allegheny County Health Department wants you to stay vigilant, continue to practice common sense health practices, such as washing your hands regularly and wearing a mask when appropriate. By continuing to work together, the numbers will continue to decline, and we will continue to move closer to normal. For more information, achd.net. That's achd.net. A message from the Allegheny County Health Department. The governor of Iowa, Kim Reynolds, tweeted out this morning, or I guess last night, actually, a happy Passover message to everyone on her official social media account. Depicts the traditional Passover menorah, dreidel, and donuts, which are three things certainly that everybody associates. And as several people on Twitter are pointing out, tell us that you have no Jews on your staff without telling us that you have no Jews on your staff.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Here's your forecast for the traditional Passover menorah. Well, at least she didn't tweet out a picture of a ham, I suppose. Chance of showers this afternoon. Cloudy skies with a high near 56. Showers overnight with a low of 32. Mostly sunny on Easter Sunday, 48. Partly cloudy Sunday night, 34. Monday, showers likely at a high near 46. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Mess, 47. A dreidel for Passover. Okay, 47 in Beaver County, 46 in Butler, 53 in Washington, 54 outside our weather window here in downtown McKee Sports, street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. It's 52 at WRCT with new music from Magdalena Bay.
Yeah.
music from Magdalena Bay here on Radio 9.
Let's beat the drums for 7-Up.
From the steaming jungles came a sound, which grew as the new beat spread around. Now to that rhythm long since found. Fresh up the 7-Up. Fresh up the 7-Up, 7-Up. Fresh up the 7-Up, 7-Up.
Fresh, clean taste.
A quick, fresh lift.
Fresh up the 7-Up.
Jay Thurber!
Go, go, Tiger!
Website jaythurbershow.com. I'm on Facebook and Twitter taking your requests now until 3 o'clock at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1230.
Do you like good music? That's sweet soul music.
Oh, yeah. Do you like good music?
Arthur Connolly with the Sweet Soul Music. Elvis Presley with a Burning Love. Oh, baby.
Lord Almighty, I feel my temperature rising. High and higher, it's burning through to my soul. Girl, 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 you're gonna set me on fire. My brain is flaming, I don't know which way to go.
Either Easter or Passover that are popular music songs. I mean, there's a lot of hymns and spiritual songs, but there are not a lot of, like, Christmas is kind of become a secular holiday, so there are a lot of Christmas songs, obviously, but not not Easter and Pesach songs, unfortunately. It's also Ramadan this month. And think how cruel it is for everyone who is celebrating Ramadan and has to fast during the day, and then you walk into Giant Eagle or Rite Aid or Walgreens or anywhere, and there's a giant pile of chocolate in front of you. You go into the gas station, and there's a giant pile of Reese's peanut butter eggs, and you're fasting because it's Ramadan. That seems, we've got to get our religious holidays more in sync, people. Or you're fasting and there's a fish fry at every volunteer fire department in your neighborhood. And of course, the fish fry ends at 7 o'clock, but you can't eat until sundown. That's just mean, man. It's mean.
Put your left foot forward, put your right foot out. Do the bunny hop, 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 hop. Dance is new creation, it's the new sensation. Do the bunny hop.
I'm trying to do my part for religious harmony among the Abrahamic faith.
Father, mother, son, do the bunny hop, 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 hop.
So have a happy Easter if you celebrate Easter. Have a happy Passover if you're celebrating Passover. Have a blessed Ramadan if you're celebrating Ramadan. And for everyone else, enjoy the chocolate, I guess. Save me the black licorice jelly beans, though, please. I'll take those.
This is WRCT's Jay Thurber Program, brought to you in part by Vitale's Drugstore in Carrick, Horn's Department Store downtown, and viewers like you.
Jefferson Airplane on Radio 9. These are the Beatles.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I got no kick against modern jazz. Unless you try to play it too darn fast. Beauty of the melody until it sounded like a symphony.
had a jubilee. Them Georgia folks, they had a jamboree. They're drinking homebrew from a wooden cup. The folks are dancing, they got all shook up. I started playing that rock and roll music. Any old time you use it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me, don't get to hear them play it.
The Stone Ponies here on Radio 9 with Different Drum. More music after these messages.
Hey, new guy, Shovel, right?
Yeah, Rake, and I'm not exactly new. I've seen some action.
Yeah, what's your story?
Hey, my last gig, I nearly got electrocuted, almost drowned. That guy never called 811 to see if it was safe to dig.
Our guy calls every time he digs.
It's quick and easy. Any tool can do it. Calling 811 gets your underground utility lines marked for free. It makes every project safer for everyone.
Hey, safe digging is no accident. Always call 811 before you dig.
They come into your house while you're sleeping. They can get through closed doors and locked windows. Every spring, these furry intruders infest homes all over the Pittsburgh area. They're attracted to your kids, but what they leave behind can be deadly to your children's health. All this week, the Channel 9 investigators ask the question, what can you do to keep your home safe from the Easter Bunny?
We knew something was wrong when we found all of these chocolate-covered jelly beans on the floor. At least we thought they were chocolate-covered jelly beans.
They carry disease, insects, dirt, and Cadbury eggs. We talked to local victims whose homes have been violated by this rampaging springtime menace, and we find out how they're fighting back.
And I thought, oh, maybe it's the groundhogs. I got my .22 rifle, and then I seen the colored Easter eggs all over the jagger bushes, and I didn't think twice. I just started shooting.
This weekend, what will you do to protect your home from invasion by the Easter Bunny? Watch the Channel 9 investigators, the ones to watch for hype.
Catch 3 full hours of the Channel 9 news starting at 4 p.m. and then tune in at 11 p.m. for the Channel 9 night beat. Plus, you can now watch the Channel 9 news at 10 on Channel 21. That's 4 on 9 at 4, 5, 6 at 11, plus 1, 9 on 21 at 10. Digital Cable 65 in Leedsdale.
Radio 9. Weekend music power.
To check sports and weather next, here's a one-hit wonder, Daniel Boone on Radio 9.
Sunday morning, up with a lark. I think I'll take a walk in the park. Hey, 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 it's a beautiful day. Someone waiting for me, and when I see her, know that you say, hey, 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 it's a beautiful day. High, 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 beautiful Sunday. This is
Sunday. We're going to check your forecast in just a couple of minutes. That's Daniel Boone here on Radio 9 at 12:51. Much more music time. I'm Jay Thurber. State Senator Jim Brewster is holding an informational pet training session. That's Tuesday, April 26th at Renzi Park at the Blue Top Pavilion. This is an opportunity for you to register your pet with Allegheny County. Educational pet publications will be available. I hope your pets know how to read. Otherwise, I don't know what good those publications will be. I'll have to ask Senator Brewster next time I see him. Anyways, dog owners will gain training knowledge from professional trainers, but pets are not permitted at the event. Because, again, how do they know? They can't read this. They sent me this thing, but Senator Brewster, pets can't read. Anyways, pet food donations are welcome. They will be donated to shelters in the district. That is Tuesday, April 26th at 6 o'clock, an information session for pet owners at Renzi Park in McKeesport at the Blue Top Pavilion. You can RSVP or get more information by calling 412-380-2242. What do you think of that, boy? There you go. Can you read that? No, I didn't think so.
You're front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Speaking of a bow wow, the Pittsburgh Penguins at this hour are putting kind of a bow wow, kind of a dog of a show on in Boston. In the first period, Boston Bruins leading the Pens by a score of 2-0. Tristan Jarry is out of goal in this game due to a lower body injury. So Casey DeSmith started this game for the Pens. That game got underway just about 20 minutes ago. The Pens down 2-0. Elsewhere in the world of sports, speaking of stinky performances, Pittsburgh Pirates lost by a score of 7-2 last night at PNC Park before a crowd of about 13,000. Right-hander Mitch Keller gave up 4 runs on 7 hits and 3 walks in only 3.5 innings. Pirates and Nationals again today, game time at 6:30. Elsewhere in the world of Major League Baseball was the Dodgers over the Reds 3-1. Mariners wiped out the Astros 11-1. Let me see. Braves over the Padres 5-2. And the Tigers beat the Royals by a score of 2-1. The latest experiment in springtime football begins tomorrow when the newly rebooted Pittsburgh Maulers take on the Tampa Bay Bandits. That game will be played in Birmingham, Alabama. Back in 1984, a team called the Maulers played in the old USFL for 3 seasons. This reboot features similar logos, but the Tribune Review reports that the Maulers this time are hoping for better results. The 1984 Pittsburgh Maulers went 3-15. The Maulers are playing a 10-game schedule in the newly reconstituted USFL. Maulers famer.
Everybody talks about the weather.
Can you catch it?
Is it going to be cold or hot?
Can you be
and
vaccinated against it?
And it's undeniable. Radio is reliable to hear what the weathermen plot. Whether you believe it or not.
My booster shot against the USFL right now. Chance of showers this afternoon. Cloudy skies. High of 56. Chance of showers overnight. Cloudy 32. Mostly sunny for Easter Sunday. High of 48. Partly cloudy Sunday night. 34. Showers on Monday. High 46. Tuesday. Chance of rain mixed with snow. Partly sunny. High 47. Right now, just ahead of much more music. 48 with light rain falling in Beaver County. 46 in Butler. 53 in Washington. 54 outside our weather window here in beautiful downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. It's 52 at WRPT. New music from Mama.
Flip through the paper, ticking through the number one. Feel like a stranger, I wanna make a hit and run. Still need a drummer, the last one quit the band. His favorite song was Hummer, soundtrack in the minivan. It takes a lot to admit it, takes a lot to admit it. Hey, you're a hot shot and they know who you are. It takes a lot to admit it, takes a lot to admit it. Yeah, I got what they want, I'm a real rock star. Backstage.
from Mama here on Radio 9. Radio 9 with Jay Ferber. Mike Kerb going to take us to news time with the American Bandstand theme. Next hour, we will talk about Jay Thurber being a troublemaker and getting himself in trouble at the radio station. We'll also talk about what Jay Thurber almost stepped in on his way into the studio the other day. And I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. You're tuned to the new sound of the Mon Valley Tube City Online Radio with McKeesport. Freeform Radio, owned and operated by the students of Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, FSN News is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks. Another round of talks between Russian and Ukrainian officials has ended with no major progress on the creation of humanitarian corridors in Ukraine. Once again today, the Russians shelled civilians after a ceasefire was due to come into force. FSN's Ryan Thompson has been covering today's talks. He's on the Polish-Ukrainian border.
Both sides accuse the other of breaking the ceasefire and thus not honoring the terms of the agreement. The word from Ukrainian representatives at the meeting is that they did move a little bit towards the margin, but it is still very, very far apart in terms of a common agreement here.
Russian officials said the talks had failed to live up to their expectations, but they have confirmed Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, now sanctioned by the West, will meet his Ukrainian counterpart, Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba, in Turkey on Thursday. The Kremlin insisted there can only be a cessation of hostilities if Ukraine recognizes Russian sovereignty over Crimea and eastern Ukraine, agrees never to join NATO or the European Union, and agrees to full demilitarization. President Volodymyr Zelensky, speaking through an interpreter, gave his reaction to those demands to America's ABC News.
This is another ultimatum, and we are not prepared for ultimatums. What needs to be done is for President Putin to start talking, start the dialogue, instead of living in the informational bubble without oxygen. I think that's where he is. He is in this bubble. He's getting this information, and you don't know how realistic that information is that he's getting.
U.S. officials say they now believe the Russians have deployed all the troops they massed along Ukraine's border in preparation for the invasion. They say Russia's main military convoy remains stalled on the outskirts of Kyiv, but the threat of an all-out assault on the city is still leading many to flee.
We just packed our things one morning and left. I'm 18. Oh, it's really hard to see a second war in my life.
As the refugee crisis intensifies, Britain today announced another £175 million in humanitarian assistance, even as the government was assailed for making it difficult for Ukrainian refugees to reach the UK. David Miliband heads the International Rescue Committee in New York.
I'm embarrassed, I'm ashamed that as a proud British citizen, I think the last figure I saw was 50. I mean, 110,000 refugees arrived at Berlin railway station, I read, over the weekend. And there seems to be an argument that we need to restrict the access for Ukrainian refugees to those who have a British link. I don't accept that.
President Biden spoke today with the leaders of Britain, France and Germany, and the White House indicated the U.S. may announce additional sanctions against Russia soon. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of $1 Million Weekend, all weekend from
WMCK McKeesport.
made it.